In this video, I will show you how to create a REST API for an experiment with R module without writing a single line of code. For illustration purposes, we will create an API that will take an input as name and return greetings to the user. Example, API can take an input Sam and return hello Sam. You can create a REST API for a model in three easy steps. Step 1, create your experiment. Step 2, set input-output ports in your experiment. And step 3, click Publish to auto-generate REST API. Let's start by creating a CSV file with names of the people that we want our experiment to greet. Next, select new dataset to upload this CSV into the studio. Drag the names dataset into Canvas as input dataset which I had uploaded earlier. This dataset contains the set of the names to be greeted. Drag and drop execute R module into the experiment canvas. Execute R has three input ports and two output ports. First two input ports take datasets, and the third input port takes a zip file. If additional datasets are required as input, include it as part of the zip file. The first output port is the result dataset, and the second output port is the destination for the PNG device for visualization. Connect names dataset to the first input port of R. The R module comes with a helper script to map the input and output ports. Replace this simple R script with RR script. This simple R script uses only one input port that takes data as set of names. This script uses only one output port for greeting each of the name specified as input dataset. Our Hello R experiment is now ready. Click on Play at the bottom panel on the screen to run this script. Click Visualizations on the output dataset to view the execution results. As you can see, it is easy to embed R script either through R script window or by uploading R script as part of the zip file. To create a web service for this experiment, first select an input port as a name. This defines the input parameters for the API. Next, select the execute R output dataset as output port. This defines the output parameter for the API. Now we are ready to get our REST API. Before we publish web service, we need to run the experiment one more time after setting input and output ports. Click Publish Web Service to auto-generate the REST API. Click on the test for validating the newly created REST API. Provide the input parameter as Sam. REST API executes R script in real time and provides the response Hello Sam. Click on API Help to view the API signature along with sample code in C#, Python and R. You can use this sample code directly in your client app for making quick predictions. Let me quickly demonstrate on how to use the sample code in your client app. Go to API Help page and copy the sample code in Python. Paste this sample code in IPython notebook. Add a print statement to display the output result. Replace input value from 0 to Sam. Get the API key from web service. Replace ABC key in the sample code with actual key. Your client code is ready for prediction. Click play and system will print the response Hello Sam. Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. As you can see how easy it is to create and publish scalable web service for any experiment, including custom R scripts without writing a single line of code.